Hello, everyone. This is Realtor Linda Peltz. Today we're here with Michelle Johnson from Hero Loan Team. We're going to talk a little bit about the cost of you waiting. Michelle, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Michelle Johnson. I'm with Hero Loan Team. I as you probably know, we do the home loans for well, we specialize in home loans for Hero clients. So if you're in the medical, military, law enforcement, fire, and education communities, we can find you special programs that can make it easier for you to buy a home. But if you don't fall in those Hero categories, we'll still take great care of you. So yeah, so I just wanted to talk a little bit about the cost of waiting. I have a little chart that we can kind of look at, and I think it's going to be
Good visual, good
pretty
visual.
informative. Yeah, I'm a
Yeah.
visual person, so I just kind of like it when I can see things. So let's see. Okay, did that work?
I can see your
Preview.
screen.
Good, but you can't see the thing I want you to see. There it is. Okay, can you see that now?
Yeah, it says waiting to buy a home could cost you.
That is right. Okay, and so it just kind of shows a couple of different home loans and what those would have cost in 2021 versus 2022 and 2023. And you can see how the rate has climbed in those past years. And as we know, the rate is even higher now. But even more so, we can look at the annual home appreciation projection on that. And so you can see that the home has appreciated 12.1% since 2021, 5.3% since 2022, and we don't know 2023 just yet. But you can see that the average mortgage payment has also increased dramatically. And so it's just the question is always like, when's the right time to buy a house? And the answer to that question is 10 years ago, 20 years ago, right?
But we can't go back, people.
We can't do that. We
But
can't
we
do
are
that.
20 years earlier from 20 years from now.
That is right. That is the takeaway. Yeah. So often, I know, Linda, that you get this all the time. You
Oh, I
talk
get
to
that
somebody
question
who
so
is,
much.
right, shouldn't I just wait until I get a raise, until I save more money, until rates are lower, until home prices drop? Right.
Trouble
Right.
is our cost of living is not increasing as fast as everything else. So
That's
guess what?
right.
That raise that you just got is now a lot smaller because you waited too long.
That's exactly right. And the truth of the matter is, when it comes to saving, so a lot of times when people say, I'll just save a little bit more money, what they mean is like, I would like to get a little bit bigger house than what I can afford right now. And they think if I save another 10 or another $20,000, then I'll get another 10 or $20,000 worth of home. The truth of the matter is, for most people to save that kind of money, it's going to be a year or even two, if we're lucky. And as we just saw, the prices of the home are going to raise probably more than that $10,000 or $20,000 that I'm able to save. So now I'm in this position where I have saved $10,000 or $20,000, but that same house that I didn't want before is now $10,000 or $20,000 more. So it's still what I can afford. So the best way for me to get into that dream home that has the pool, that has the extra bedroom, extra bathroom, whatever it is that I feel like I absolutely have to have, the best way for me to get in a position to purchase that home is to purchase what I can afford right now.
That's just what I was going to say. If you had bought that small starter home and put your rent towards your own home, guess what? The equity on that smaller home was going to grow to where you could have moved it to the bigger home, whatever, like you said, 20 years down the road, right? So the key is just get into what you can afford right now. It may not be the mansion of your dreams, but you're paying rent and you're paying somebody else's mortgage. It might as well be yours. And that way you can
Right.
have the equity that you've built into that property right now that you can use later on. That is your savings account. So instead of
That's right.
trying to save, put it into your equity savings account in the house that you're living in right now that you can work on little by little and make it, quite comfortable, quite livable. Start building that equity in it, get the updates in it if that's what you want to do, so that when you go to sell it, guess what? You get all that equity that you just built into it right back, and you can put it into that dream home. So it's just a way, I
Right.
think, of transferring your savings in a just a little different way.
Right, because you've mentioned three different ways to build value in your home just in that last couple of sentences you said. We can pay down our mortgage by paying every month. What would have gone to rent is now going towards our equity. We can have our home appreciate just naturally. Even if I don't do anything to it, it's going to appreciate in California. And then three, I can do a couple little things to fix it up, whatever I can afford, even if it's just start a garden or even if it's just to replace the carpet or whatever it is. As we do these small things, that adds to the equity as well. So now I've got three different ways that my home is increasing in value so that when I sell it, all of that extra money can go towards my down payment for the next house. And so now I've save that money. And a lot of people fear that because it's like, oh, I'm doing really good right now with my rent, whatever it is, and I'm saving $2,000 a month. So, but I don't want my mortgage to be $2,000 more because now I won't be putting that $2,000 in savings. And it's like, okay, that's a valid concern. But as we've talked about, you're leveraging your investment. You're increasing your savings more than you ever could just putting it in a savings account that's yielding you, a couple percent interest per year. Basically nothing. So
That would be an
yeah, it's just a
interesting
really good idea.
statistic to see if you could locate on, like, for instance, just putting it in a savings account versus putting it into your savings equity account into your home. What's the difference in the percentage? Wouldn't that be kind of a cool statistic to come up with?
That would be a cool statistic. I've seen something like that. I mean, it's not that exactly, but it compared the net worth from those who rent to those who are like buying, who buy. And it is just dramatic what that net worth is. And that's kind of a similar thing. Like, what does my savings look like when I'm just renting versus what does my savings look like? But and of course, net worth includes your assets. So the home that I own minus what I owe on it, that is part of my net worth. So as that
Right.
grows and grows and grows, it's like, oh, now I have $100,000. Now I have $200,000 worth in my savings account. I might still have 20 or whatever
Yeah,
it is,
it is
or
so
maybe
true. Yeah. I think it's
two.
quite interesting to think about, but you can't dwell too much in the past, people. So
No,
stop
no.
thinking about everything you've lost and start thinking about what you can gain for your future. I think that's the big key that we're
Right.
trying to get across to you. Stop. Oh, when's the market crash? Oh, when are home prices are going to go down? Oh, when's the interest rate going down? You just got to jump in and do it. And then you know what? If the interest rates decrease, go ahead, refinance the house,
That's right.
Home prices are going to eventually go up, even though they may be stabilizing or went down just a little bit. And they're not going to go down drastically because it's what? Supply and demand. And we just don't have the supply. And there's a whole lot of demand going on. So just got to jump
Yeah,
in, do
that's
it, and
absolutely
then
true.
start preparing for those changes that may come, may not come in the future.
That's right. I mean, that's just such a good point too. It's like there's so much thought on, well, I really missed out because the rates were lower 3 years ago and I didn't buy then, and so I should probably just wait. And the truth of the matter is, like, if rates ever do go down to that low point again, then you're already in a house and you're not having to fight and go through that frenzy to get a house at that time. You can refinance, lower your payment. That's great. If rates go up after you buy, then whew, I got in before that happened,
Exactly.
And if rates stay the same, then I at least am putting every dollar that I spend on lodging into my own home, into my own equity, instead of throwing it away and paying off somebody else's mortgage.
Because we all have to have a roof over our head, so, and it costs
That's
somewhere.
right.
Might as well be going into your pocket instead of somebody else's.
And it's such a big amount of what we pay every month. Like our rent is at least a third of the chunk of everything that we spend, if not half or more. And so, yeah, that money is a good amount of money. And if I could have the ability to use that, to leverage that, to eventually either buy a new home by selling that one and having the equity, or remodeling that same home using my equity by doing like a cash out refinance or a home equity line of credit. Like those are both options. And another thing that happens sometimes is like I've got $100,000, I've got $200,000 sitting in my home, and now I got to send my daughter to college. Like, okay, now I can pull that out and I can use it for that. So there's just a lot of options when it comes to having home equity that are really beneficial.
It really is. Like, what is that old saying? The quickest way to develop, what is that old saying? Quickest way to gain generational wealth is through
Real estate.
purchase, home purchase.
That's
Real
right.
estate.
That's
That's
right. Yeah. And
real estate.
that's
I was
right.
trying to
And
think, what was that saying that they used to
yeah.
say?
And I think, and I think that expands to like, okay, now I'm going to buy a rental property, or I'm going to buy a vacation home, or whatever it is. And if you like get to the point where you're like, okay, now I have three, four properties, when you're ready to retire, you sell all those, buy yourself a little modest home, and there you go. That's great. But it all starts with not paying rent anymore. That's
I think that's what we're trying to get across. Stop
all
paying
starts.
somebody else's to pay for yours. Okay, you
That's
may have to
right.
do a little work on your credit or whatever, but that's where Michelle comes in. You get a hold of her and let
Yes.
her help you with whatever the steps are. I mean, it may not be tomorrow. It may be 6 months
No.
down the road. It may be a year down the road. But if you don't start working with somebody, guess what? That day's never going to come. So get a hold of
That's
Michelle.
right.
Let her guide you through that, because that is step one.
That's
Definitely.
right. That's absolutely true. Yeah. And I love that you said that it might not be tomorrow. It could be 6 months. It could even be a couple of years for some people. That's the way that it works. But having a loan officer and a real estate agent to help guide you through that process, so you're not like walking around in the dark blind saying, well, I think I need to do this, or I think I need to do that to get prepared. And then 6 months or a year from now, when you think you've gotten everything in line, that's when you talk to a loan officer to find out, oh, I should have been doing this when I was doing that. And so it's better to just kind of talk to me, talk to Linda. We are the professionals. We know what to do. We're not going to pressure you to do anything you don't want to do. We just help guide you so that you can be moving in the right direction for sure, versus wasting time, energy, and money moving in directions you think that might get you there.
Because we want you to for sure get there, not might.
That's right. And it's very disheartening if I think I've been working towards something only to find out that I've been moving in the wrong direction. It's like if I'm gonna drive somewhere, I just get in the car and I just start driving, and next thing you know, I've driven 5 hours in the wrong direction.
The
Like, that's
wrong
right. Instead, why don't I plug it into a GPS? I know exactly where I'm going and I can get there. So
I've often said that that is the hardest part about like moving into a new area or maybe getting a different job is, right, trying to figure out the new rules, trying to figure out what the new steps are to whatever, you're moving into an area. Where are the stores? Where's the doctor I like? I got to start interviewing, different situations in order so that I can handle it when that comes up in our life. And home purchase is kind of that same way. There's steps to get there. And we all think, oh, we're going to do this and going to do that. But that may not be a step that's needed. Maybe you just spun your wheels for 6 months or whatever, 2 months on some project that you thought was so important and you didn't even need to do that. But you should have been doing these two other things. So.
yes, I can't tell you how many times that happens where someone, I talk to someone, we run just a soft credit pull, which doesn't affect your credit at all. And we've taken a look through everything that's going on. And then they tell me, well, I'm going to pay off my student loan, or I'm going to pay off this credit card, or whatever it is before I buy the house. And we have to tell them, Don't do that. Your money would be better off instead of paying off this credit card, which isn't affecting your ability to purchase or whatever it is. It would be better off, let's save that. Let's put that towards closing costs. Let's put that towards down payment, whatever, right? And so often it's those little misguided things that you think that, hey, like I actually had someone call me the other day and ask me, do I need to buy a car before I can buy a home? Do I need to get a, yeah, do I, and, yeah, exactly. And, and
No,
he, I'm like, well, do you need a car? Because if you need a car, that's something different. But like, if your car is working for you and you're only purchasing a car because someone has told you somewhere that you have to have a car loan before you have a home loan, then I don't think that's the right choice. And so it's little things like that where we've just been misinformed. We just have different ideas about what might affect my ability to buy. And so like that's a perfect example, because if now I have a car payment that's $500, that's $500 less that I can afford on a home. And so it's like, well, where did you get that idea? Well, I thought my it would improve my credit in these ways. It's like, well, let's just take a look at your credit. Let's see what could improve it. But realistically, having an additional payment on your credit is not
it's
actually going to
not
help.
going
So
to
that's
help
one of the, yeah,
it.
that's one of
Where is
the
that coming
ways that
from?
people, yeah, exactly. That's one of the ways that people think, okay, well, this is what I need to do, but not having talked to a professional, they don't know.
So true, so
Yeah.
true.
Yeah.
It's always
So.
a pleasure, Michelle. Do you have anything else you'd like to add? We'll go ahead and close out. Why don't you give your contact
Yes.
information? Make sure they can
Yeah. Well,
locate
yeah,
you.
you can. Yeah, of course. And you can always contact Linda and she can, answer your questions and give you my information or even have me reach out to you. But if you want to contact me directly, of course, you're always welcome. My email is michelle@heroloanteam.com. Very simple. And my phone number is 559-314-6760.
Wonderful. This is Realtor Linda Peltz. I love all your texts and your calls. You just keep them coming. I can sometimes get to those texts maybe just a tad quicker, but I love them all. I'm here for all you and your friends' real estate needs. Everybody, my license number is 01997670, and we will catch you on the next one. And don't forget, look below for all our contact information.